Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and so glad that you are listening into our call here this evening. I had heard people calling in from all over, north and south and east and west, and some folks up in Canada as well. I actually have our audio cast going for those who want to listen online, and our calls every Wednesday night are always filled up, and that's because our owner and founder, David Sandoval, is the person who's going to be sharing knowledge and wisdom, lifestyle and product education and information tonight. I'm going to be talking about, in my opinion, the most important product that not only Perium has launched, not only has a network marketing company launched, but any nutrition company on the planet. I think it's the most important nutritional product that's ever been launched, based upon the situation that's going on with our food supply right now. And I'm really excited, looking forward to Dave sharing a little bit. And I know Dr. Popkin's going to be on later in the call. I believe we've got another special guest, Endri, as well. So it's going to be action-packed, talking new products and talking big picture as well, as we always do. So for those of you who don't know who he is, and I doubt that's anybody on the line, he's our owner and founder. He wrote the Green Foods Bible. He's the formulator of our products and somebody who's always looking out into the future to see what's going on, good and bad in the world of food, good and bad in the world of nutrition and health and wellness and lifestyle. And so he's going to be sharing his knowledge with you here this evening. So get out your pens, paper, iPad, phone, however you're taking notes these days. And we got David Sandoval on the line. Dave, you on with us?
Yes, sir. Could you hear me?
I can. Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, good evening, David. Good evening to the entire Perium family. And as usual, I'm excited about life and excited about what we are doing together as a of like-minded and well-intentioned people. And I want to remind you that we are part of the biggest community, the greater community, the human race, and part of this, you know, this earth with all living creatures, and we all have to respect and live together. And right now, you know, I'm a very sensitive person. I feel other people's pain, and these last few weeks have been so difficult, with hurricane after hurricane and earthquake after earthquake and fire after fire. And I have to say that, you know, I'm so proud of the attitude and the approach of Perium people. And I see you, you know, offering prayers and offering support and sending, you know, some charitable contributions off to these people who are somewhere else far away that we can't see. But just know that one day, if that tragedy comes to us, one day we are the them. And so, just so very, very saddened and at the same time encouraged by the show of humanity that's being taken place, and just obviously the destructive nature and force, excuse me, of nature that is being demonstrated reminds us all, you know, the precious nature of life. And so I just want to remind all of you that there is no better survival food, no better long-term storage, no better way to guarantee that you are going to have nourishment, instant nourishment through any of these crises. A water purifier for instantly purified water, and Perium is all you're really going to need. And so I want to welcome everybody to tonight's call. We have a very important focus call. I'm going to get right into our information. I have two incredible guests tonight. Our first one is Endri Negi. And Endri Negi is a great man in that he truly cares about the quality of people's lives as we do. And he recognized that there were some issues in the world like we have. And he seized on an opportunity to help bring a phenomenal, phenomenal new discovery forward from the pages of science books and research papers into the lives of people. And so he is now our partner for the fractionalized rice bran, wheat germ, extract that is the key to the success of our biome medic. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to a gentleman who came to me under the best circumstances with an amazing product and has led us to this moment. So everybody, I want you to welcome Andre Negi, and he is going to give us some background, some history, and some facts about this amazing prebiotic that we are using in the biome medic. Can you hear me, Andre?
Yes, I can. And Dave, thank you so much for this warm welcoming. And yes, I am a health activist at heart, and I do look out for people's best interest. But the credit is all owed to the scientist, none other than a Nobel Prize researcher who actually co-discovered vitamin C and its pollen. And his name is Dr. Albert Sanjurji. He discovered that wheat germ contains a compound called 2,6-dimethoxy-p-benzoquinone, and this is a scientific I will get this evening, that contains and that has anti-carcinogenic effect among antimicrobial and immunostimulatory effects. Now, while Dr. Sanjurji was on the quest to cure cancer with wheat germ, and he did not get the cure, he left an incredible work behind him. He died in the U.S. in 1986. It was a decade later, after his death in the late 1990s, that a group of veterinary research professors at the St. Stephen University and Faculty of Veterinary Science in Budapest continued his work. However, the interest and this, instead of finding the cure for cancer wasn't the focus. The focus shifted to immune health and the immunostimulatory effects of wheat germ. And first by means of wheat germ fermentation, then by an enzymatic extraction process, digestive wheat germ extract containing the 2,6-dimethoxy-b-benzoquinone concentration was standardized. By the mid-2000, we connected between digestive health and overall immune health, and it was known to us. And slowly the shift of the study, and they wanted to do a complete examination of the mucous membrane in the small intestine, and years of extensive studies measuring the height, the width of the villi, and the crypt depth in many species, especially pigs, chickens, found that the length of the intestinal villi was significantly longer and healthier in the study group. This test result, of course, meant a larger absorption surface and better condition for absorption of essential nutrients. And these beneficial changes in gut health could explain that why the significant improvement of weight gain and feed conversion in animal farm raising is important. Now, where my interest came around 2014 is that to apply what we've learned to the human market, and being appointed, I brought some samples to the U.S. and conducted a small human case study under the radar, of course, and looked for people with compromised digestive health, and through a friend, we assembled a group of bodybuilders, and unfortunately, some are known to have serious digestive conditions, such as irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. And we, of course, were anticipating good results based on the animal studies, and the outcome was actually overwhelmingly positive. After this point, we needed a clinical trial that everybody would take seriously, and we went to Dr. Eric Serrano, who is a professor at the Ohio State University, and he conducted a pilot randomized clinical study involving 22 patients and confirmed the efficacy of the digestive wheat germ extract. I keep using the word, but it actually means prebiotic short for your information. Also by this time, and we're last year, we learned about the seriousness of glyphosate toxicity in foods, and we added humic and fulvic acid to our formulation to provide a GI detoxification component for a more powerful microbiome solution. And interestingly, humic and fulvic acid was also researched by the same veterinary group in Budapest, and they are using or abused the same lonolite origin that you have in the biomedic product. Now, I've not seen a microbiome product that presented tangible before and after evidence like the microscopic images that accumulated during the animal studies. And we can share those with you. And obviously the results of the trials and the case studies speak for themselves. This is about what I wanted to share about the research and the background and multiple questions.
Fantastic. Well, just to summarize, Albert Saint-Georgi was a great researcher who actually also discovered vitamin C. And I've always, you know, espoused this this great work of this great man. And so I'm blown away to find out that he is also the research father, if you will, behind. So that part is phenomenal. I think the part that people are going to be interested in is this research that shows that, you know, these villi, or villi, depending upon who's pronouncing it, they are dramatically impactful on our health. They are responsible for absorbing the nutrients, and if you have a wide absorption, a healthy, wide absorption landing spot, then you're going to have healthy, wide absorption of nutrients. And the smaller that landing spot is, the smaller that footprint is of villi, then obviously it's going to be less effective. Shorter is worse. Longer is better. Thinner is worse. Thicker is better. And so standing up strong and straight is good. Laying over is bad. And so we have the evidence that using this product creates that strong villi. And we do have a lot of great stories coming already, but here's the concern is actually with the people who are gluten sensitive or even celiac. Now, I know this is a very sensitive subject, but I would like you to step into it and let us know what you know about PreBioSure and Biomedic and gluten sensitivities and celiac disease.
That's right, Dave. And mentioning the word wheat germ, obviously everybody would imagine, you know, hey, if there's gluten in it, I can't have it. How do you address that? Well, the good thing is, and I will start with the facts, that our independent lab studies, Oregon by Nature conducted one, confirmed the same results of 220 ppm, that's parts per million, which is the same as milligram per kilogram. And to get a gluten-free certification, you'd have to be under 20 ppm per serving size. That's key. Now, to put it in perspective, that 220 ppm level, or 220 milligrams per kilogram, in a 350 milligram capsule, your intake of gluten is 0.077 milligram or 77 microgram, and that's a nano amount, less than 1,000th of the FDA required gluten level per serving. Now, to validate the safety level of gluten, and there was a double-blind placebo randomized clinical study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2007. I can share the link with you. It's 10 years ago, involving 49 patients with celiac disease, proven that the ingestion of gluten should be kept lower than or under 50 milligrams per day. Okay. Further, which is the exciting part, and this was a great discovery for me, the study establishes, and here it comes almost verbatim, the key connection to PreBioSure or our product is that the median villus or villi height and cryptat in the small intestine mucosa membrane was significantly lower in the celiac disease patients than in the 20 non-celiac disease control subjects. And what that means is people living with celiac disease has compromised intestinal health, namely shorter villi, and compromised absorption of key nutrients. By the way, in our pilot study we conducted in Ohio, among the 22 patients were gluten intolerant people who whose condition significantly improved, as I mentioned, and no one reported any side effects. So I hope I've addressed your concern. I've looked at the facts, and I think to summarize, I believe based on the scientific evidence I presented here, the 2 times 350 milligrams recommended daily dose of wheat germ extract in Biomedic product is way under the harmful limit and is clinically proven to be safe for people with celiac disease, as well as people with gluten intolerance and other digestive conditions. And as strange as it may sound, and again, to overcome that, hey, it's wheat, gluten, I can't have it, prebiotics is probably the most potent fix for compromised GI health and should be recommended to all people with celiac disease, gluten intolerance, and GI symptoms, because it can help repair damaged villi and improve absorption of essential nutrients, which is key and the core of our immune health. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And Dave, I'll turn it back to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Andre. And I want to remind you guys just how important what he said is. I want you to, you know, obviously be as grateful as I am for the information he shared. Let's review very quickly, but before I do, I want to remind you that Ann Wigmore, she is one of my mentors, one of my great teachers, and she said that if you want to be a great healer, you simply learn to nourish the cells and detoxify the body. Now, if you take that, as I do, as gospel, then you will not be able to nourish the cells without a strong microbiome and without long, thick, straight villi. Okay? It's just not possible. And you're not going to be able to detoxify the body without a healthy microbiome. It's just not possible. And so if Ann Wigmore had a gut feeling, you might say, about what it takes to become a great healer, and that is to heal the gut and let the gut heal the body. And so Andre has agreed to stick around for us with us for a few minutes. We are going to be waiting now, and it could be any minute. It could be in 5 minutes. It could be right at the top of the hour. We're waiting for another special guest, but he is caught up in a meeting and will be joining us, and that is Dr. Popkin. And Dr. Popkin is he does work, blood work. He conducts different research and actually goes to work every single day with people in his clinic. And he is overseeing and helped to set up our own study that we're doing with 20 people who have compromised microbiome, who have glyphosate toxicity. And we are doing a study, and we're following all of the proper scientific rules and regulations so that we will be able to use the results of that to show people the efficacy of our product. So, but in the meantime, let's review what we learned about Biomedic and gluten sensitivity and celiac. The total amount of gluten that would be in a serving of Biomedic, even a loading dose, is significantly less than the total amount of gluten that is deemed to be safe, even for celiacs, on a daily intake basis. Now, obviously, we're assuming that you're not getting any gluten from any other source, and that there's not some addition and accumulative gluten, but this is a minuscule amount. Now, there are studies that show that people with celiac who are exposed to gluten can show no signs in the short term and yet still have long-term, you know, impact. I do believe that the small amount that we're talking about would probably not trigger those long-term, but there is no way for me personally to know. And there are no long-term studies that show that effect. So I just want to caution everybody that while I am extremely confident that this product is efficacious and safe for those with gluten issues, I do want to emphasize that it's an individual choice that each of you must make, and we are not, we are not going to say that you must, and we're not going to say that you can't, because I believe that the evidence is strong enough to say that it's safe and effective, but every person must decide for themselves. Now, I'll tell you this, the battle isn't over. I mean, I'm out there right now, and I'm looking at all these non-GMO labeled foods, and then I'm reading how they're putting glyphosate on non-GMO products. Now, if you follow the bouncing ball, it is my suspicion that the fight that we've been having against genetically modified foods is really been a fight against the chemicals used in the production of genetically modified foods. That does not mean that I am okay with genetically modifying genes and seeds. I'm not. But what I believe is that eating those genetically modified foods, while we may be impacted by the food itself, the greater immediate danger, the clear and present danger, the proven danger, is from glyphosate. The National Academy of Sciences, the state of California, have, and even the World Health Organization, have all shown that this is toxic to humans. And again, even the term non-GMO may not be enough. Organic seems to be the only standard that is enough in today's world. Now, luckily at Purium, we test every single batch. Every single, serving is validated to be pure and without any chemicals. But other companies do not do that. Other companies simply don't do that. So these Wednesday night calls, by the way, are going to become really powerful educational forums. I have a call coming up about sleep disorders and why it is that we don't sleep. I have a call coming up about natural nutrients versus synthetic nutrients and the dangers therein. We're going to have a lot of cool, high-level education, powerful information on these calls coming up in the future. Yeah, we'll have fun, but it's going to be all about really, again, high-level education and really, really good information that's going to bring us, so that we will take this new Purium system where we're able to go out and just educate and to share and educate and share and educate. And if you're willing to care and share, and that's what it's all going to be about with Purium, is caring and sharing. I care enough about you to share a gift card and to introduce you to these products, but tune in on Wednesday. Tune into this call with me. Listen to the archived calls. Send somebody a link to an archived call along with a gift card. And I think that we're going to be doing just great. Now, Andre's standing by waiting because he wants to hear Dr. Popkin as well. So I want to invite him if he wants to add anything more to the conversation, if he thought of anything he might have wished he mentioned and didn't. I want to just let you know that you could jump back on anytime you like. And we have David Litt on the line as well, who has been listening and always has some really good insights. So I want to remind you, I'm not a one-man show. And if either of those gentlemen would like to contribute, feel free to jump on in.
Thanks, Dick. I think you covered it. And I'm fortunate, I guess, to say that I've turned 50 and I live without pain. And I have been, of course, taking the product in its formulation, like you have it in Biomedic, for the last 2+ years. And it has worked for me. And I've also followed the news, the media, and on glyphosate, I can agree on more. And it's all up to us now to take in our own hand and look at the labels and see what's being disguised behind, marketing and fancy packaging. So it's a tough job out there for moms, for parents. But I think, Dave, you have an awesome product. You have an awesome company. You have an awesome system and of course, great members to support you and, of course, get the word out to everyone around.
Absolutely.
So many of us. I'm always fight it every day, believe me.
I want to remind people, you know, that right now depression is literally like an epidemic in America today. People taking antidepressants like they're candy. And yet we know that the key to feeling good is to produce enough serotonin. Enough serotonin, and our bodies, our minds are feeling happy, optimistic, and satisfied. And yet we don't even realize that serotonin is suppressed when we have a compromised microbiome, that clinical depression may be in a big way tied to a compromised microbiome. And so, you know, again, we got this gut feeling. And that gut feeling is you're going to be a lot happier when you have a happy gut. When you've got a happy belly, then your whole body is going to be happy as well. So we're climbing toward the bottom of the hour. And any moment, we're hoping that we'll be joined by Dr. Matthew Popkin, who's going to jump into the conversation. And so just in addition to, you know, immune response, which we're so aware of, in addition to nutrient absorption, which we've covered tonight, in addition to the elimination of toxins, we don't realize that our gut actually sends out more neurotransmissions than our brain. Now, remember, our brain tells our body what to do through neurotransmissions. And our gut actually sends out more neurotransmissions than our brain. That's why they call our microbiome our second brain. And so restoring integrity to the microbiome just may reduce or even eliminate so many food sensitivities or otherwise misdiagnosed food allergies. It could dramatically eliminate seasonal allergies and food allergies as well, because the microbiome gobbles up allergens. And through probiotics and friendly bacteria. With a healthy microbiome, we're going to be able to lose weight through eating healthy. The one Danish study showed that people with a compromised microbiome, even if they're eating better, even if they're eating the foods that otherwise should cause them to lose weight, will stubbornly hold on to excess weight because the microbiome is not allowing for the absorption of nutrients and the elimination of toxins. And so we could go on and on and on. And I believe that our emphasizing, that we are bringing attention for the first time in a big, big way, saying that this is more important than any vitamin, more important than any supplement, because nothing that you take matters if it's not being absorbed. Nothing that you take works if you don't have the ability to deliver it to the cells. And so I'm super excited about this product. I do believe it is a category changer, a life changer, a world changing product. And so happy to have, you know, our supplier with us tonight, giving you some of the details and the demo. And we're now right about that time. And I'm hoping that our special guest Matthew Popkin will have joined us, or will be joining us any moment. I know that the show usually goes to the bottom of the hour, and I certainly understand if some of you cannot stick around. That having been said, I think we should give Dr. Pop a couple more minutes to see if he's able to break away from his important work and join us tonight. If not, I promise you I will have him back, and we'll reschedule him to have him back again on a future call. So, David, what time do we have right now?
It's 31, just past the bottom of the hour.
All right. So anything you want to share for 60 seconds or so, and then we're going to just go ahead and excuse Dr. Pop if he's not able to make it. But I will tell you this, there has been you know, a disruption of sorts because of the hurricane. And so we probably would have had the results of this back by now, but we're now going to be facing a short delay as we, you know, as we get through the recovery after the hurricane. But we are expecting results literally within a few short weeks, and we can't wait to publish those. And again, we have, a placebo group that's not receiving the product. We have a test group that is, and they all had their blood work done before. They're having their blood work during multiple times. They're also being interviewed, and they're giving us the results of how they personally feel. And the combination of all of that is going to create the empirical and clinical evidence begin to contribute to that body. But that evidence has already been accumulating in the individual ingredients. And those individual ingredients each do a very, very specific, you know, function, perform a very specific function that allows us to have this, you know, such a highly effective product. So, Matthew, are you with us? Do we got Dr. Pop? All right. Well, you know, that's the way it works sometimes with doctors. They're busy and important people. I loved hearing from Andre, and I can't wait to hear from Matthew Popkin on a future call. So stand by, stay tuned, because we will have him back. So David, would you help fulfill our tradition of unlocking the phones and letting all of our good people express themselves and share a little bit of love as a family and community?